Once again today, there has been a scattering of rain and snow showers across eastern New York and western New England. It really hasn't been anything too impressive in terms of amounts, in terms of intensity, but there have been some times where things have been a bit damp or just a little bit on the snowy side. As we head into tonight, a quick hitting storm will bring a mix of rain and snow to the area. We will favor rain in the lower elevations. Rain is likely to flip to a heavy wet snow in the higher terrain, and that's where about 2 to 6 inches of snow will accumulate late tonight into tomorrow morning. And when you combine the heavy wet snow with wind, there is the potential for some power outages, again, mainly in the higher elevations. In terms of timing, it looks to arrive around and after midnight in most areas, so if you have plans this evening, you will probably still want to have an umbrella with you, as there will be some showers of rain and snow around, but the intensity won't really ramp up until after midnight. And there's even the chance for a few rumbles of thunder from the capital region south as that storm comes through late tonight. The wind is also going to be a concern for some of us. In the lower elevations, it's not looking to be too windy. It'll be a gusty wind for sure, not really a damaging wind. But in the higher elevations, there is the potential for some damaging wind tonight into tomorrow morning. So I mentioned a moment ago with the heavy wet snow combining with the wind, there is the potential for some power outages. There's also the potential for some limbs to come down. It looks like the strongest wind will be in an area from the Taconics into the Berkshires, north up into the Green Mountains, where a gusty southeast wind may reach or maybe exceed 50 miles per hour. So that's the zone of greatest potential for tree damage and also power outages. So tomorrow morning, plan for wet roads in many areas. Snow-covered roads are likely across the higher elevations. The storm will wind down pretty quickly tomorrow, though snow will linger for a while across the higher terrain across the north. And then as we go through the day tomorrow, the wind will shift to the west. It'll be on the gusty side, and the cold air is going to come in behind the storm, so it's going to be chilly for Friday and Saturday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, cloudy with a mix of rain and snow, windy with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, heavy rain and snow during the morning, then afternoon snow showers, windy, an early high of 35 to 40, temperatures will drop during the day. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, cloudy with a mix of rain and snow, windy, lows in the low to mid 30s. And for tomorrow, heavy rain and snow early, then afternoon snow showers and squalls. Windy, an early high in the 30s, temperatures will drop into the 20s during the day. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, cloudy with heavy rain and possible thunder, windy, a low around 40, and for tomorrow, heavy rain early, then some afternoon clearing, windy with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight cloudy with heavy rain and possible thunder after midnight, windy with lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, heavy rain early, then some afternoon clearing, windy, an early high around 40, temperatures will drop into the 30s during the day. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold with highs in the 20s and low 30s, and mostly cloudy with snow showers on Saturday, highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.